In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I received a call from a young woman today, but I have received many of these calls, you know, people who have cancer, people that are really experiencing a challenging event, and it's very difficult. You know, I know how difficult it must be. You know, I've not experienced that, but that terrible, terrible cancer. But today, you know, what I want to do is I want to put things in perspective, okay? I want to put things in perspective. Nothing will ever happen to you that doesn't go through the hands of Jesus. And, you know, it must be a terrible thing going through this, but we've got to cast our burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will sustain you. He will give you what you need. He will help you. Yes, it must be an awful challenge if you have cancer. It doesn't have to be cancer. It could be someone who's fighting with a mental illness, you know, or whatever we're fighting with, you know, that we cast our cares upon the Lord, our burdens, because He will sustain us. That's Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This is real. This is real. You know, we all go through these times. It doesn't have to be cancer. It can be anything where it seems so, so, so life-threatening, spiritually, physically. And yet, the Lord has an answer for this. And I'm looking at now Psalm 56. And the psalmist cries out, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He, fighting daily, oppresses me." It does not need to be man. It could be sickness. It could be poverty. It could be depression. But be merciful unto me, O God. For these things want to swallow me up, want to oppress me daily. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they are many that fight against me, O Lord. Oh, yes. My enemies would want to swallow me up. Oh, yes. But they won't. They won't. As I place my trust in the Lord, they will not swallow me up. As I cast my burden upon the Lord, they will not swallow me up. As I trust Jesus one day at a time, they will not swallow me up. I will not be overcome by them, but I will overcome them by my testimony and the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. What time I am afraid, but I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. There it is. There it is. It's faith or fear. In God I will put my trust. And don't we all need to be reminded? You see, is there something you never always learn, like the multiplication tables, 7 times 7, 49? No, no, no. You know, when things begin to happen, whether they be spiritual or physical, I can't pay my bills or whatever, you know, there be cancer, or my child is sick. You know, the answer is always in God, in Christ, I will put my trust. I will not fear what these things can do to me, because I've cast my burden upon the Lord, because He cares for me. I've cast my burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain me. that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Yes, this lady called me, Suzanne, and she said, you know, it's not a good day today. And I said, you know, we're going to speak to you today. But not only to you, but to others. You see, because, you know, we need to be reminded. You know, when these things overwhelm us, I hate that word, overwhelm, but I know what it is to be overwhelmed with problems. It's like a tsunami coming over you. It renders you helpless. I understand it because I've gone through it. But as you cast your burden upon the Lord, He will sustain you. As you trust in the Lord, you will see His help. Oh yes, oh yes, there will always be those thoughts and feelings that want to overwhelm you. But you must deal with them and say, I choose to trust in Christ Jesus. I choose to trust in His provision for me. I choose to walk in faith today. I choose that today. I know it's a struggle. And, you know, that's why I'm here to tell you, you make the choice every day. And when you fall, you begin again. Listen to verse 8. You tell my wanderings. You even put my tears into your bottle. Are they not all in your book? That the tears that you cry are placed in the bottle of the Lord. Isn't that something? That nothing that you go through it alone. That every experience is written in His book and He's there for you. Yeah, your enemies may hide themselves and mark my steps. They even wait for your soul. But the Lord will cast them down as you trust in Him. As you trust in Him. For when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies be turned back. That's right. When finally I place my trust in you and cry out with all of my heart for help, I tell you, then things begin to turn around. You turn a corner. Things begin to happen. Low tide starts to rise, and no more will it be low tide that smells, but the tide will begin to come in again. God will open a door. Yes, when I cry unto thee, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. This is the psalmist. He's going through troubles. He's having a hard time. He's got enemies that oppress him, enemies that fight him, enemies that want to swallow him up. Yeah, he's afraid. But his choice is, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to trust, and you know what? The one that we trust is the one who had nails in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. The one that we trust, he had nails in his feet. Thank you, Lord. The one that we trust had a crown of thorns on his head. Thank you, Lord. The one that we trust is not only the Heavenly Father, but the Father who gave Jesus as a sacrifice for us. The one that we trust, you know, holds all of our tears in a bottle. The one that we trust shall not let our enemies triumph over us. The one that we trust knows our wanderings. And as we trust and cry out to Him, our enemies will turn back, whatever those enemies are. And let me tell you, the worst enemy to take into your soul is fear. It is the worst of the worst, fear. Fear and unbelief. It's the worst enemy to take into your soul, because you know what? It renders you impotent. You know, perfect love casts out all fear, but I'm going to also tell you that fear casts out perfect love. Oh, yeah. You know, what does it, the fear that overwhelms me, overtook me, says Job. So you know what? Cast your fears upon the Lord. He cares for you. Cry out to him. He will oppress your enemies. He knows everything, and he's for you. Yes, he's for you. Isn't that wonderful? That the God of Israel is for you. That the one whom the Father raised from the dead is for you. Saint Paul says, if God is for you, who can be against you? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not give us all things besides in Christ? Listen, he is for you. He is not against you. No matter what your circumstances, you know, we all go through these circumstances, all go through these difficult times. Nobody doesn't go through difficult times. We all have these times, and you know what? These times we don't like, but I'm telling you, God doesn't change his opinion of you and of me. He will carry us through as we trust him. He will keep us in the shadow of his wings. He will show us how to conquer what we are going through as we place our hope in him. Listen, he is for you and not against you. He will never be against you. He will never be against you. He will never be against you. He is for you. He is for you. He is for you. Your tears are in a bottle. Your tears are in a book. Your tears are measured by the Lord. And when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. Oh, yeah. This I know, God is for me. This I know, my enemies will turn back, for God is for me. And you know, we need to be reminded. We just need to be reminded and put back on that road. I understand that. I understand that we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded. Someone wrote me an email the other day. Lord woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he wrote, don't quit. No matter how hard it gets, don't quit. Don't turn back. No matter how hard it gets, don't turn back. So many people are depending upon what God is doing through you. Don't turn back. Don't quit. Don't retreat. Advance. Oh, yeah, we all need to hear it. Because, you know, we're all so fallible, needy, poor, broken. God is for you in Christ Jesus, never against you. And your enemies will turn back as you trust him. Verse 10, in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. He repeats it. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. I will not be afraid what these feelings can do to me. I will not be afraid what cancer can do to you. I will not be afraid. I will not be. I trust you. I trust you. And listen to verse 12. Your vows are upon me, O God. Other translation says, my vows. I like this translation better, your vows. In other words, the Lord has vowed to take care of his own. Your vows are upon me. He has vowed to keep us in the midst of the trials and in the midst of our circumstances. He has vowed that we do not need to be the victim, but the victor. He has vowed. How do I know that? Through his blood. He has vowed that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper if we trust him. He has vowed. And how do we respond to that? I will render praises unto thee. He who has vowed to keep us, that no one could snatch us out of his hands, I will render praises unto thee. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Praise his holy name. You are so wonderful, Jesus. You have promised nothing shall come to me that doesn't pass through your hands. I trust in you. You are worthy to be trusted. No matter what happens in the world, I trust in you. No matter what happens, I trust in you. I trust in you. I praise you. I bless you, I adore you, and I thank you. For your vows are upon me, O God. And as a result, you've promised that you'd be with me always, even unto the end of time. You've promised that even though I go through the deep waters, they won't drown me. You've promised that the fires would not scorch me. You've promised that I don't need to be overwhelmed by my circumstances. And how do I respond to that? Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Jesus! Blessed be your holy name, wonderful God! I will render praises unto thee, for you have delivered my soul from death. Will not you deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living, not the dead, in the light of the living. That's right. You've delivered my soul from death. Will you not deliver my feet from falling, that I would walk before God in the light of the living? This is Psalm 56. This is a confident prayer for help. This is the word of God. But it all depends on that five-letter word, trust. It all depends on verse 3. I will trust in thee. Oh, yes. I tell you, Jesus said, the house that is built upon a rock, when the winds come and the rains fall and the earth quakes, it shall not fall because it was built upon a rock. And I will tell you, there's going to be winds in our lives. There's going to be waves in our lives. There's going to be quakes in our lives. I will promise you that, because life is about that stuff too. But he says, those that are built upon me, upon the rock that I am, they shall not fall, they shall conquer, they shall walk and not grow weary, they shall run and not be tired. Yes, they shall renew their strength as the eagle. But it all depends. And I will trust in thee. I will trust in thee. I will trust in thee. It all depends on their trust. No matter how the earth shakes, no matter how we feel overwhelmed, no matter how we're having a bad day, I will trust in thee. And we need grace to do that. So we ask for the grace to trust. We cannot even trust on our own. We need the grace of God. We cannot even trust on our own. We need the grace of God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. To trust him. And to hold on no matter what happens. To hold on no matter what happens. I'm telling you, sometimes it gets rugged. It gets rugged. And for me to tell you it's easy, I'd be a liar. But as you trust in Him, as you cast your burden upon Him, as you praise Him, it will all work out. Honest. That's His promise. That's the promise of the Lord. Your enemies will not swallow you up. Those that fight against you, all your feelings, all your thoughts, all your sicknesses, they will not conquer you. Even in the midst of your fear, I say trust in Him. I say praise Him. I say put your trust in Him. Do not worry what flesh and blood can do, or the electric company. Hide yourself in Him. Let your soul wait for Him. He takes all your tears and bottles them up, and they're ever before Him. And your enemies will turn back, honest, as you trust in Him. And for the grace of trust, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. For the grace of trust, we pray through the blood of the Lamb, through the blood of Jesus. Yes, that trust that comes from Jesus Himself. You see, the Lord had to trust the Father in the midst of the Passion. We have no idea what Jesus went through in the Passion. Honest, we have no idea. No idea about the cross and the anguish of Jesus and drawing all men into Himself. And what He asks us to do, He already did. He trusted in the Lord in the midst of the anguish, in the midst of the Passion, in the midst of the cross, in the midst of the Garden of Gethsemane. Even though He cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" He still trusted in the Lord. And so you know what? That's what you need to do today. Ask for the grace to trust in the Lord. I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time. And at this time, we do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father, we ask for mercy in Japan. We ask for mercy in Japan, the people who have lost people, the people who have lost homes, the people that lost jobs, people that can't find relatives. We ask for mercy in this country. And we also ask you, Lord, that you that would have visitations to these people, that you would bring them your presence, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know that only 0.5% of the people of Japan, that's 0.5%, not even 1%, are Christian and Catholic. That means 99.5 have no faith. That's real. I've been to Japan. I've done a conference there. In Japan, there's only 0.5% that's Catholic and Christian. That's it. So, Lord, we ask for visitations for these poor people. Visitations, that the presence of God would come upon them in the midst of all this agony. We ask that Jesus would show Himself to them in the midst of all this agony. Lord, we cannot make any sense out of these things. But we know you can bring good out of all this stuff. So, Lord, raise up from the ashes glory. Raise up from the houses that have been destroyed glory. Raise up from the people that have been lost glory. Father, let them find people that are still alive. We thank you for that little baby that was found. We thank you for that man that was drifting, holding onto his roof. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. There's got to be more that they can find. There's got to be more. And stop these power plants from leaking uranium. Stop them, Jesus. Stop them. 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 Grace those poor people. They've gone through enough, Lord. They've gone through enough. They've gone through enough. Help them, Lord. Help them through our prayers. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give them grace. Help them, Lord. Reveal Jesus to them. Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Again, I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Let me tell you about the espousal. We are not there tomorrow, but we will be there next week and the week after. The espousal retreat house, we will be there at 7:30 next Wednesday and the Wednesday after. So tomorrow is the 16th, so we'll be there the 23rd and the 30th. At the Espousal Retreat House, 23rd and the 30th at the Espousal Retreat House, and you're welcome to come. The 23rd and the 30th at the Espousal Retreat House. We will not be there on the 16th, that's tomorrow, but the last 2 weeks of March, we will be there by the grace of the living God. Put that in your little notebook so you will know when to come. Not this Wednesday, but the next two Wednesdays. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Be encouraged. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.